2 months have passed since the police killing of George Floyd sparked a nationwide reckoning on police use of force and race. The now familiar 10-minute cell phone video was shot by a 17-year-old high school junior and posted to Facebook. It was soon seen around the world, leading thousands of people in hundreds of cities to protest police violence and demand reform. In the fourth story in the series Boiling Point, KJZZ's Heather Van Blockland reports on how videos are changing the public perception of policing.
Cell phone cameras get footage to the public faster, and in some cases, it's the only way police actions have been shared with the public. Audrey Jensen is a news intern at the Arizona Republic and student at Arizona State University. She covered a protest in Tempe Monday night, organized in part to demand justice for Deion Johnson, a 28-year-old black man shot and killed by a Department of Public Safety trooper in late May. As she followed protesters being arrested by police, people followed her.
About 200 to 300 more followers than I had before the protest. A lot of comments, and I still see that people are sharing and commenting the pictures and videos.
But not all video gets to the public immediately. Often body cam video, when recorded, is not released immediately, like in the police killing of George Floyd, and here with the arrests in Tempe, where body cam video is only available through a public records request. In the case of Deion Johnson, Arizona Department of Public Safety troopers don't wear body cameras. The Maricopa County Attorney's Office has not yet determined if it will file charges against the DPS trooper who shot Johnson. The delay, in part, is because of lack of video evidence.
That's another black death in our community. That's another police killing in our local Phoenix community.
Matthew Sandoval is an honors faculty fellow at Arizona State University, specializing in race and democracy.
So sad that the police had to kill another black man today, but it looks like he was resisting and therefore got what he quote unquote deserved. That tends to be a narrative out in the United States when we don't have the video evidence.
The Johnson family says official video evidence from official police body cams matter to the black community when it comes to policing. Arizona State Representative Reginald Boulding.
And I'd like to think that if we can begin to change the law, we can change behavior. And if we can change behavior, we can change mindsets that people have when they interact with those who may come from different backgrounds or different communities as them.
Boulding sponsored a bill in 2015 that would have mandated body cams for all law enforcement across Arizona after the 2014 police killing of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri sparked nationwide unrest. The Obama administration sponsored a federal matching grant to help states expand body-worn camera use, but Arizona didn't pass Boulding's bill.
It was disheartening that we didn't see that taken up by our legislature and by other different municipalities, states, and counties across this country.
Michael White is a professor in the School of Criminology and Criminal Justice at ASU. He says only about half of law enforcement agencies use body cams on the job.
To put it in plain terms, many police departments across the U.S. adopted body-worn cameras because they viewed that technology as a way to avoid becoming the next Ferguson. It was a way for a police department to demonstrate transparency, reductions in use of force, and reductions in citizen complaints.
Britt London is president of the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, the union supporting officers. He's concerned that video will be relied on more than an officer's account.
So it doesn't, a body camera does not have the ability to show everything that happens. It does not have the ability to, let you know when a person is tensing up when you are trying to arrest them, those kinds of things.
Meanwhile, citizen video is getting more sophisticated and its users more vigilant in monitoring law enforcement institutions. Police scanner app Citizen allows users to monitor what police are responding to and how they're responding. Live video footage uploads directly to an app. Users can get alerts about things happening near them, including marches, protests, or police presence. And it allows citizen comments on an incident. More than 600,000 users have signed up for the app since June. In Tempe, I'm Heather Van Blockland, KJZZ News.